And I'll never forget my feeling as I walked through the prison garden and for the first time saw these seven prisoners, seven lonely men wearing their long gray dyed overcoats and their German cap on it, each with a number on their back and in front of both knees. There was Speer, number 5, Balder von Schirach, number 1, the others, and then there was this mysterious man walking around a tree all by himself, as the others were doing the same thing. They weren't allowed to talk to each other at the time. Number 7, Rudolf Hess. And he was the big question mark. He was the mystery man.
Spandau Prison, West Berlin. For the last 28 years, Rudolf Hess has lived behind these walls. And for the last 9 of those years, he's been the only man imprisoned here. In January 1956, when the program This Week first went on the air, Hess had already been behind bars for 15 years. Altogether, he's now been imprisoned for nearly 35 years.
I found Rudolf Hess a very, very difficult man to get to know, a strange man, a mixture of many, many complexes. I found him often to be very intelligent. I found him to be quite naive in his political thinking, however. I found him at times to be rather childish. He was often very kind-hearted and sometimes humorous. I'll never forget the situation with the spider in his bathtub, where he would carefully take the spider, put it to one side when he would take his bath, and then see that the spider got back to where he was. He protected the spider. That's one thing that was very difficult for me to understand about the man, Hess, was his feeling about Hitler to this very day. He was never critical of him or anything that was happened in the past, with the exception of the Jewish problem. I said to him, Mr. Hess, there are certain things you must feel very bad about. And he asked me what, and I said, well, what happened to the Jews? Don't you feel that you carry a great responsibility in regards to what happened to the Jews, insofar as being a signatory to the Nuremberg Pact that helped to seal the fate? He said, well, I wannot present at the Wannsee Conference that sealed the fate of the Jews. But I do feel very bad about what happened to them, and recalling and thinking back, I do feel very bad about this.
Felt very bad.
Yes. For the first 12 years, the prisoners were never allowed to talk to each other. In fact, they were allowed to talk to no one except for the warders and the doctors and the directors, and then only insofar as their health was concerned, the weather and their food.
Prison.
There were times when it was difficult to get him to do anything at all.
What do you mean, work?
There were times when he would do some sort of work, but basically he refused to work at all.
Why not?
He felt that it was always beneath his dignity to work, and he just refused to work. He fell into a very, very deep depression and didn't want to eat anymore and had no interest in writing and this sort of thing. I got him interested in space. At that time, or shortly thereafter, the Apollo shots were taking place in America, the moon probe. He became an avid space fan. Not moon crazy sort of thing, but he became very, very interested, having been a pilot and all this sort of business. Mr. Speer said that it was one of the most difficult things for him in prison was to meet with his children, for example. These long pauses, and there was no contact with the child. That was the most difficult thing for him in prison.
So in a way, one can see why Hess avoided these visits for so many years.
Yes, of course. It was a painful thing to him, for sure, to think back on his son, his family, who he certainly loves. And these are the things he would try to forget. In fact, I believe that that's one of the reasons why he's kept his sanity as long up until now. This man is capable of pulling down the shutters of his mind on the dark secrets of the past. Otherwise, I'm certain he couldn't live with some of them, perhaps.